Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, offering a variety of workshops, including the Swallow Hill Song Circle with Martin Gilmore, songs from Ken Burns Country Music, The Last Waltz Sound Check-In Show, and more. Complete details may be found at swallowhillmusic.org.
Thank you. Thank you. too tired to ask you once again. Baby, when? Baby, when?
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Okay, this is DJ Mod Pants, and you are listening to The Sound Lab on KGNU. Let me see, what have I had tonight here? I opened the show up with a British band called UFO and a song called Silver Bird. Then right after that, we had Chrissy Zebi Tembo from Zambia and a track called My Ancestors. Then after that, the Theo Schulman Combo. They were from East Germany, pre-Berlin Wall falling down or coming down. So from the early 70s, and that was a track called Vesuv, V-E-S-U-V. And after that, Holly on My Mind by John Stewart and Buffy Ford. And then the track we just heard was a woman called Nancy Michaels from 1970, and that was Tired of Waiting. So here we are. It's 7:20 on a Saturday night. I have two little boys at home that are getting ready for bed right now, and I have a song queued up for them. It's called it's by a Dutch band, and it's called I'm Tired Again. So this is for you guys. You know who you are.
Because I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? Spend my time sitting in a chair. Don't even think about the things I want to wear. Because I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? Nothing I ignore. Working like a slave. Now I don't regret lying on my bed. Cause I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? I'm tired again, I'm tired again. Where is my bed? Nothing I admire.
Tell you. beside me, let me take your hand in mine. I'll tell you what tomorrow holds, let me read the lines.
Have to break the On Los Angeles schoolroom bulletin board. Warning, do not exercise strenuously or breathe too deeply during heavy smog conditions. How does smog affect man? Chronic bronchitis is 7 times higher than it was 10 years ago. Lung cancer is twice as prevalent in the cities as it is in the rural areas. Bronchial asthma and emphysema are up 8 times in the last 10 years. And still skyrocketing. One day's breathing of New York smog is equivalent to smoking several packages of cigarettes.
Dreamed a dream.
It is anticipated that before many years have passed, 10,000 people will die daily of air pollution. Doctors are already advising 10,000 patients a year to leave California. A leading medical authority from the American Medical Association said, unless the internal combustion engine goes within 5 years, we will go. It's already happening. During the 1966 Thanksgiving weekend in New York, it has been estimated that 168 deaths were caused by smog. It also has indirect effects. Smog damages crops to the tune of $500 million annually. In New Jersey alone, 36 crops have been seriously damaged. Spinach, lettuce, beets, food gone and oxygen gone. One expert states if the pollutants in the air are unchecked, it won't be many years before agriculture in certain parts of America ceases to exist. Up in Lake Arrowhead area of California, about 10% of the ponderosa pines, 1,300,000 trees have died as a result of smog. It is estimated that 10% of our farm produce is being damaged by smog. That means less food. That means less oxygen. That means less water. Let us tour the inland waters of America. America the beautiful. Ohio rivers first. Zero oxygen level. Septic. By the time the Great River passes Cincinnati and is taken up for home use, every drop of it has been through at least 5 toilets.
Deep and wide.
The Cayuga River in Ohio caught fire last year and has been declared a fire hazard. How could that be, you ask? It's simple. It was so loaded with oil waste that it caught fire and burned two bridges. Cost $50,000 to repair. A fisherman friend of mine used to cruise across the Great Lakes in his boat, watching the great shoals of fish on his radar screen, swimming about, to and fro. Now he cruises all day, goes for miles, and nothing moves on his radar screen. It's all dead there. It's silent. It's eerie. It's Lake Erie. Lake Erie is 10,000 square miles, and it is biologically dead. Beaches are unsafe. Algae coats the bodies of swimmers and piles up in foul-smelling piles on the shoreline. The lake has aged a million years in the last 50. The Mississippi River, the Huck Finn River of America, is now the colon of America. Our industries, rather than cleaning up their wastes, shove it down the river. Chemicals, oil sludge, industrial wastes, chicken guts, slaughterhouse wastes, human sewage, down the river, to Memphis, to Vicksburg. A gift to Natchez, a present to Baton Rouge, a bouquet for New Orleans. The water, which started pristine pure in Minnesota, now contains, in addition to the industrial wastes, disease bacteria, typhoid, cholera, tuberculosis, polio, anthrax, tetanus, and parasites also. Tapeworm, roundworm, hookworm, pinworms, blood flukes. By the time it reaches St. Louis, the water is so toxic that one study showed fish placed in the water died within 60 seconds. So they diluted the river water 100 times with clean water, and the fish still died within 24 hours. Each Sunday's edition of the New York Times consumes 150 acres of timber. For housing, we pave over 2 acres every minute, 3,000 acres every day. America the beautiful. Beautiful crowded countryside. Beautiful cluttered highways. Beautiful dirty air. Beautiful polluted waters. Beautiful oceans full of oil spills. America the beautiful. America the bulldozed. America the polluted.
Okay, so my name is DJ Mod Pants. This is the Sound Lab on KGNU. And what we just heard was that was the voice of Dick Lamb, who I don't remember because I'm a bit young and I also wasn't living here then, but he was the governor of Colorado from 75 to 87. This is from an album that I found recently. The album's called America the Beautiful In Memoriam, from 1969, I believe, possibly 1970. But yeah, wow, he was ahead of the curve, huh? I played that, I found it about 2 weeks ago, but I played it this weekend because of all that's happening in Glasgow. Little shout out to my daughter who's at university over there, who was there protesting. Clearly, not too many people were listening to Dick Lamb when he wrote that speech in 1969. And here we are in 2021. It all kind of sounds the same. Yeah, Sound Lab, KGNU, and here is a band from East Germany.
Geht niemals von allein und Menschen erkunden nur. Davor, Monate davor, Jahre dann, Jahre fahrt danach. Eben, eben noch ein Ziel. Anfang, Anfang ist er schon. Vorbei. Arbeit, Monate davor, danach, Jahrzehnte Fahrt danach, das Ziel, der Stapellauf, das Ziel, ein Anfang nur.
Shore, but July morning, I was looking for love. Be the strain of a new day don't be, and the beautiful sounds, master sounds, and the first bird singing, I was living for master stone and the night behind me, yeah, and the road of my I was looking for love in a stranger's places. My life to dawn and baby turn. There I was on a July morning, looking for love.
This has been, I awoke in the light of a vision in white. The prettiest girl that I have ever seen. Lately my love, said the lady in white, I have watched from afar, but love draws me near. Now take my hand, hold tight, mother dear. Do you know what this could mean, oh mother dear? Was it just another dream? In the night, mother dear, on that same solemn night, saw a figure in black by the lady. He said his name was Death, was he right? Do you know what this asking me, my mother dear, was it just another dream? Dear, do you know what this could mean? Oh, mother dear, was it just another dream? In the night, mother dear, what a night this has been. It's so cold by your side. No, don't cry, can't you see? Won't you listen to me, please, mother dear? Do you know what this could mean? Oh, mother dear, was it just another dream? Mother dear,
And that was Barclay James Harvest, a UK band. That was a track called Mother Dear from their first album, 1969. Before that, I can't even say it because I can't read it, but I just looked it up and they were from Georgia, not Georgia on the eastern southern part side of the country, but Georgia, former part of the USSR. The band name translates as Ivoris, but it's not a real word that I recognized in English anyway. So that's not very helpful. and I don't know what the name of the song is either, because the record, it's all in Russian. So Cyrillic, I think they call that, right? Anyway, what an amazing album it is. 1975, sort of funky, fuzzy, psychedelics. I mean, crazy, crazy that that exists as far as I'm concerned. I found a copy and I love it. Before that, a band called The Now Generation and Crawl Along the Sand. And then before that, a band from East Germany, Joko Dev Sextet. So I guess that means there were six of them. And that track was called Stapel Auf. I also forgot to mention what I played the chunk before. So let me quickly run that down. That after we had the Dick Ham sound collage thing. Before that, we had a Canadian band called The Sickle. It's like The Cycle written as one word, so The Sickle. Letter to Lucy was the song. Before that, The Small Faces from the UK and I Feel Much Better. Before that, Chris Britton, who used to be a member of the Troggs, but then in 1970 recorded that song, where he recorded an album, and that's the first song from the album. And right before that, the song I'm Tired by the Dutch band Zen. Okay, this has been the, I was going to say the Psychedelic Soup, but it hasn't. This is the Sound Lab. The Psychedelic Soup is actually my digital show, which comes on in 5 minutes if you're listening on afterfm.com. And if you're listening over the air, then you'll get the Grateful Dead Hour. So I'm going to play one more song to take us out. This is a band called Salvation from 1968, a US band, and this is a song called Think Twice. I will catch you next time. Bye.
The same girl to me you used to be. All mine. Did you ask or simply pass by the way? Anyway, I'm meant to say you better think twice before you do that thing. Cross your mind to be or not to be.
you're running around all over the place. I can't see, it doesn't seem to be that other man. And if you think you're not gonna be some other place before your last, you better ask yourself one more time before you do that thing. We are not to be ever cross your mind. To be or not to be, are you gonna stay behind?
Listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Myers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Metro Boulder and the surrounding areas for over 57 years. Myers provides American Standard products, HVAC, and indoor air quality design services. More information at MyersHeatingAC.com.
Comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense, including DUIs, misdemeanors, felonies, and more. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder. More information at www.alt-law.com or 303-442-2166.
compass card is spinning. Help me swing it to and fro. Where's the dog style? Misty.